Raymond Manyatela on 702.
Live, streaming countrywide.
On the Prime Media Plus app.
DSTV channel 856.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Clement Manyatela Show. It's wonderful to have you with us here on 702. I hope you're well this morning. I hope that you're wrapping up your week on a good note as we prepare to get into the weekend. It's Friday. What do we do every Friday? We do Gratitude Friday. This is a moment for you this hour on the 702 open line to call us on 011-883-0702 or send a WhatsApp voice note on 0727021702 and tell us what you are grateful for this week. What are you grateful for? What happened this week that you want to share with us? Come on, give us a call. We want to celebrate with you. Whatever that happened this week that put a smile on your face, I want to hear about it. So please, 011-883-0702. Maybe you proposed, he or she or they said yes. Maybe you passed that exam. Maybe you cracked that interview. Maybe you had a wonderful presentation at work. Whatever it is. Maybe your first child was born, or your third, or your 11th. What are you grateful for this week? Give us a call or send us a WhatsApp voice note right now. In a moment, we are going to discuss the 30th anniversary of our democratic dispensation. Tomorrow, we're going to be commemorating 30 years of our democracy. This commemorates the country's first democratic elections on the 27th of April in 1994. And I wonder if you are one person who is disillusioned as we celebrate 30 years of democracy, or are you a person that's more appreciative? What has a democratic South Africa meant for you? I'd like to hear from you, what your inputs are, what your thoughts are, what your reflections are as we look back 30 years of our democracy.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
011-883-0702. Tendani, you're calling us from Rosebank. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. How are you doing?
I'm great.
What's on your mind, Clement, this morning?
Yes, I'm just grateful. It's Grateful Friday. My grandfather, Mr. George Muraudzi, turned 100 years just a few days ago. And tomorrow, we're hosting a little party to celebrate this milestone for him. And we're just excited as a family to be doing this for him. He comes a very long way. And believe me, you at the age of 100, he still wakes up every day. He do his own bed.
No ways, Tendani.
I kid you not. Well, it's not that he doesn't have family support, but he just prefers to do it himself.
Yeah.
That's how independent he is. He buses himself. He takes a 500 meters walk to buy his newspaper. He buys newspapers every day.
He still reads. Good eyesight.
Yes. I was about to say that. And he doesn't have eyes, reading glasses, for that matter. And he spends his afternoons reading, watching TV, and also listening to the radio. And something that you're gonna like. You have something in common with him. He's a long-time diehard supporter of Orlando Pirates.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why he's lived until 100 years
old.
Oh,
my goodness. Yes. And up to this day, he still has an active DSTV account so that he can watch Orlando Pirates. And in the load shading, he has a backup radio that he uses to listen to the Orlando Pirates match. And I can tell you, Clement, if you call him now and ask him who should play this weekend, he's going to give you the top 11.
Oh, my goodness. Tendani.
Yeah, that's how good it is. So we're so grateful as a family. We've been blessed. I also just want to say to him, in case he's listening, Invenda, Guguru Koribuanga Manda, Muzimu Oba Babarela, Bakadivana Rine, at this moment, a short translation. We've been blessed and we thank God for that.
Oh, Tendani, that is so incredible, man.
Yes.
So he lives in Venda? Say again?
No, we live here in Soweto. He's home is in Soweto, okay. Netherlands. And we also try to get some people from Orlando Paris to sort of like try and make this special for him. But unfortunately, the team is traveling.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's in good spirit. He's in good health. And it's just an extraordinary moment for us.
This is an extraordinary moment, and Nani, thank you so much for calling us, and happy belated birthday to your grandfather who turned 100. What? 100? And he can still read newspapers every day? He still watches television, listens to the radio, makes his own bed? That's crazy. Do you have someone that old at home who is still so, quote-unquote, functional like that at that age? And I wonder if there's anybody from Orlando Pirates who's listening to us. It would be nice, huh, to send him a nice T-shirt from Orlando Pirate. Huh? That would be so cool. I think one day on Across the Desk, we should host people that are like over 90. Hmm? Do you not think that we're going to get so much wisdom oozing out of them? That's going to be so beneficial for us. Maybe we should do that. If you know someone who is over 90 and they can still, you know, get in the car, you know, they can come to the studio, they can still chat to us, they're still okay, please send me an email on cm@702.co.za, cm@702.co.za. I think that would be an incredible hour of us learning from people that have been here longer than most of us, because we are just winging it, eh? But Abel, I just wing it. they're winging this life thing. And what's that saying? Indlela ibuzwa kwaba phambili, meaning the people who have already gone before us, right? And those are the people we need to hear from. Send me an email, please. cm@702.co.za. I think it's going to be cool to have older people here telling us how they've made it that far and what we should or shouldn't worry about. Moodley, you're calling from Lanesia. Good morning.
How are you, my brother? Are you okay?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm retired. I'm a happy dude, man. I'm not like you. I don't get up at 5 to come to work, you know.
I hope I'll get there, Moodley, where I can wake up at, I don't know, 9, 8 in the morning. And not worry about anything else.
No, it was a long journey, I must say, you know, telling your lady. I'm happy for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Following odds and sods on the TV about our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But way back then, life was very hard. And, you know, it was hard work. And the laws were tough. We had to double up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is a good thing. And I just wish for our country, after the voting's over, I just hope we make a turn for the better. We've got a lot of things to sort out, a long journey ahead. And yeah, nice listening to you. And incidentally, I'm one of your oldest callers, brother. I've been on your radio station from the day you were born.
Are you kidding me? How old are you now, Woodley?
Hey, I'm a dollar guy. I've even got t-shirts here that I worn on your radio station, which you can't afford to give us anymore. But I've got like about at least 4 of them.
Is it?
I even got a keyring, 702.
That's cool.
Yeah,
so but how old are you? Are you in your 70s? Are you in your 80s, 60s?
No, I'm in my 70s.
70. That's a good age.
I retired 12 years ago.
Okay.
I'm trying to maintain my health, doing a morning walk and trying to eat properly and listen to good radio stations as well, you know. That's important, eh?
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Moodley, thank you. Great call from Lanesia. In his 70s, still wakes up, eats healthy, wakes up, does his morning walks, etc., etc. Thank you so much for calling us. I'm asking you this morning what your reflections are. 30 years into our democracy. Tomorrow, we celebrate 30 years since the first democratic elections in 1994. It was on the 27th of April. Are you disillusioned? Are you appreciative? I'm very appreciative. I think two things can exist at the same time. And for me, one, the truth can exist that the governing party has taken us many steps backwards, but another truth can also exist in that the governing party that has been in government since the democratic dispensation has actually made a huge difference in the lives of the millions and millions of people, which is why we remember when we had a conversation on the show reflecting on the key successes and failures of the ANC in the last 30 years of our democracy. And I remember saying and emphasizing that it is so untruthful. In fact, it's fake news. It's ridiculous, quite frankly, to suggest the ANC has done nothing over the last 30 years. It doesn't matter how much you hate the organization. It is false to claim that the party hasn't made a difference in the lives of the majority of people in this country through its policies. But equally so, it would be naive and untruthful of us to suggest that the party hasn't messed up and taken this country a few steps back, is what I'm trying to say. So this is an important year for us, not only because of elections, but also because we are marking 30 years of this democracy. And we have been, and we're going to continue reflecting a lot on these past 30 years on this show, whether it's about our race relations, which we've reflected on already, the performance of the economy, the state of opposition parties, you know, basic education, etc., etc. What are your reflections 30 years into this democracy? But also, what are you grateful for this week?
Morning, Clement. This week, I'm grateful for the following. I tested COVID positive last week, Thursday, and I have been on the mend and recovery the whole of this week. And really, I want to just pass my sincere gratitude to my partner, a very avid listener of yours, and quite a caller of yours as well. So try to figure. I really just want to say to him, thank you, my love. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for being with me the whole week. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for your love. It truly did not feel lonely. It felt very special. So yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my partner.
Oh.
Spoiling it from Madrid.
Hey, yeah, people are in love. What do they say? Sunday are for lovers? No. On 702, Fridays are for lovers.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Mangatela
on 702.
It's 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. We continue with your calls on the 702 open line on 011-883-0702. Reflections on 30 years of our democracy, but also want to know what you're grateful for this week.
Morning, Clement. I am grateful for a positive pregnancy test. So my husband and I found out during the week that we are pregnant and we're going to be having our second baby. So this is exciting. Although I'm down with flu, but I am grateful for, you know, the opportunity of being a mother again to hopefully a boy. yeah, thanks, Clement. Lovely show.
Oh, well done, guys. You did good. Congratulations. It's so exciting. A baby boy is on the way. Have you guys decided what you want to name him? I've got a few suggestions. Let me know if you've decided or not, and then I'll tell you my suggestions.
Lochani Butima Dumecha, what I'm grateful for is that I've got the green light to submit the proposal for my thesis. I know it's not done yet, but just that makes me want to thank God and my supervisor. Thank you.
Good morning, Clement. Good morning, 702 Land. This morning, I'm grateful for my brother's life. Last Friday, my brother was involved in a car accident, which really could have been fatal. But Ronnie Mogawa Mudimu Clement and My brother is in hospital. He's got injuries, but he's alive, Clement. And on Monday, we'll be celebrating his 40th birthday at the hospital, but he's alive. I'm truly grateful to God. Kulufelo Ndutoria.
Oh, Kulufelo, amen. I'm so happy to hear that your brother has survived that accident and is recovering in hospital. We'll put him in our prayers. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm so glad that you are showing that attitude of gratitude. Because yes, he's still in hospital, but it could have been worse. Thank you for sharing that with us. Godfrey, you're calling us from Sandton. You want to reflect on 30 years of our democracy. Good morning.
Clement, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you, bro?
I'm all right. Clement, point number one, I'm grateful that today I'm able to talk to you freely in a way that one would not before the democracy.
Mm.
Bongani Biyunga mentioned that early in the morning, that if it was not about democratic dispensation, he wouldn't even be there where he is today. So for that, I'm super grateful. Yes, I understand the certain things that were done wrong, obviously, but I acknowledge the fact that we've got the free medium of speech where everybody can raise their concerns without being threatened or anything like that.
Ah, amazing. Godfrey in Sandton, thank you for your reflections. It's 9:30. Let's walk the talk.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
25 minutes before 10 o'clock. I may have missed something. Abel, that call we got from that listener who is from Midrand, who says they're expecting a baby. Was it her? Or no, it's someone who called and said that she had COVID. And she said her partner is someone who calls a lot on the show. So there are listeners who are tweeting me and saying, Clement, that lady who called from Midrand, who says her partner is a prolific follower of yours and a caller on your show, is that not Christus's lover? I think it is. I tweeted Christus and said, is that your partner who called? And Christus responded and said, she shocked me. I didn't even think she can do that. She's special. That's so sweet. Eh? Like, that is so sweet. That person who, when I said Fridays are for lovers, that is Christus's boo. Keep doing well, Christus. Keep taking care of your boo. That was so cool. That was so sweet. Temba, you are in Mairdale. Good morning.
Morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right, man. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for the life of my wife, who was hijacked. I think it was on the 16th. I said last week it was on the 16th.
Mm.
16th, she was coming from work. Everything happened in the driveway. She was hijacked from the driveway, and I was running late. Unfortunately, I come back home, phone tracker was sending from pillar to post until I go to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Only then they could tell us the location. She was at Power Park the last 4 hours ago, you know, and it was just a hectic night.
Mm.
So she was hijacked at 6:45 in the evening, and they dropped her off in a desert location at 3 a.m. in the morning. And she was vulnerable, walking around, not knowing where she was, until she got help from someone who fortunately was driving to some place in the morning at 4 a.m. And I was able to go and collect her. I'm grateful for her life.
Sure, Temba. That's so scary, man.
And you can imagine 8 hours she spent in the boat. And then you have to think of the things that are happening in our country, the GBV, you know, the violence, you know, our country is just falling apart, you know.
How's she dealing with it, Temba? Is she seeing a therapist?
She's been to 3 sessions, I think, but I think we'll be going together again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a long process, you know.
Yeah.
And also now evokes all those memories that I had. I was once hijacked. Mm. In 2000, and now this thing come back. And you know what? If you have to listen to people's stories, not everybody's got a story to tell about crime in the country. Our country is just it's just falling apart. Yeah.
Sure, Temba. I wish you all the best, man. And please, good regards to your wife. I hope she's gonna be fine. I'm glad that she's talking to someone. Hijackings are traumatic. They're very traumatic. And my younger brother was hijacked. And I've been telling him myself, I've been putting pressure on him to see someone, because you will think that, oh, I'm over it, it happened, I survived, they took the car, so what? But actually, that's a traumatic experience that you need to... I mean, as a family, we were traumatized ourselves when we realized that he's been hijacked. How much more the person who was right in the middle of it? So these things are very traumatic. They really shape how you even behave, how you live your life going further, going forward. So it's important to talk to someone and deal with that trauma. Thank you for calling, Temba, and well wishes to you and your wife. Tony, you're calling us from White City in Soweto. You want to reflect on 30 years of our democracy. Good morning.
Yes, Clement. Unfortunately, we are misinterpreting our brains of our democracy here.
Mm-hmm.
We are not better off than in 1994. We are way worse than in 1994. I'm giving the example that if you are flying an aeroplane and the aeroplane crash lands, we cannot say no, but the seats were properly fastened and all the beverages in their compartments were well placed. The fact of the matter is the plane has crashed. That is the argument. So whilst the laws were there to make us get where we want to work, we have gone the opposite direction, and therefore we are not enjoying our democracy. To an extent that, Clement, to an extent that one of us in the Eastern Cape had to kill 3 children and herself because she could not afford a loan, one of us. We have become so desensitized, and we are looking for all these things that we think that they are positive, but the core of the country is growing at less than 1%. So we can't gain any victory there. We have a serious self-introspection to look and ask ourselves, what do we do to get this country going forward? There is nothing to celebrate here.
Okay, Tony, thank you, and I appreciate and acknowledge your contribution. I will disagree with you on that, but it's okay to disagree. I think there's so much to celebrate, but if you feel that your life is worse off today than it was before democracy, that's your experience, and I can't take that away from you. But thank you for calling and sharing what your reflections are 30 years into democracy. I appreciate that.
Hi, Clement. I'm grateful for the whole past week. My mother was celebrating 99 years. Now she's on her journey to the 100th year. Only God knows. She had a whole Saturday, Sunday, birthday party, people coming in and out with a lot of flowers like me. They are going to Dinah's funeral. I'm still expecting others tomorrow. I'm so thankful and lucky for still having a parent up to now. And my condolences to all those who miss their parents. But let's be happy, man. Let's be happy. Thank you. Joy, Mamelodi.
Hey, Clement. I also just want to pass my gratitude to God and my family. This week, I had my cast removed and on my right hand. So I'm just grateful that I can finally use my hand and see the healing while I can see my hand. This was my first time with a cast on my hand that I got from an injury at ice skating. So I'm just so grateful because apparently this was a major fracture. fracture that needed an operation, but I finally never did the operation. The doctors managed to put my hand back together with just a cast. So I'm just grateful to God and my family for seeing me through this whole time, because having a cast on your right hand with babies, it's not so easy, but my family made it so easy for me, and I appreciate that in God. Thank you.
Clement, good morning. Chabu speaking here. For me, the aspiration for a brighter future for our young people has gone. Look at what is happening in townships, the drug abuse, the nyaupe is putting a serious dent on our young people and the economy as well. And none of the political parties seem to care about this problem. It's very sad.
Good morning, Clement. So what I'm grateful for today is this month is my birthday month, so I've just turned 33 on the 16th of April. And then the second one is there's a young man I've helped through giving him an opportunity to shadow me at work, and eventually got the opportunity to get hired where I work. And yeah, fast forward 2-3 years later, he's just got a promotion. He's going to join another high-tech team in the business. You know, so I'm very grateful for that, man. We're working towards getting growth for ourselves, and also it's beautiful to see the people that we have in our lives growing. Cheers.
Oh, that's amazing, man. You know, that's something that's very close to my heart. I always try and give people opportunities to either come and intern or come and shadow me or us as the team as we do the show, because I know how difficult it is. I know how difficult it is to send countless emails to presenters, to editors, asking to shadow, because you are one of a million other people that are doing exactly the same thing. So sometimes you don't get that opportunity. So one of the things I've committed myself to doing is whenever people send me an email or they contact me asking for an opportunity, I want to give them that space to come, for as long as I have a platform, to come and learn, to come and shadow, because I know how significant that thing is for young people who are trying to get into, in this context, this industry. So big ups to you, brother. We need more people like you who are not going to be selfish and just think for themselves, but who are also going to be quite intentional about helping other people while they are going up. Just bring other people with you. That's very important. Kathy, you're in Sandton. Good morning.
Morning, Clement. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Me, I'm grateful. I think I look back on 30 years of democracy and I'm grateful. Declaration, I was a journalist 30 years ago. This time, 30 years ago, we were preparing for our biggest ever democratic broadcast, which was for election 94.
Mm-hmm.
We'd had four horrendous months and we'd had many years of much violence. I remember sending journalists into places where people got injured and killed.
Mm-hmm.
We have crime today, but we don't have a structured criminal system working for us these days in that way. And in the last 30 years, I've been grateful to work in government, for government, seeing how institutions have built. We've had the Constitutional Court. We've had housing. We've had free education at a tertiary level. We've had such a range of amazing things. You and I couldn't have sat in the same room 30 years ago and be seen to be friends and holding hands.
Yeah.
I had to be careful walking down streets with my friends. So there's been so much. And I look at the amazing young people who've emerged after the 30 years, and I'm just so grateful. We definitely have ills. But I'm also grateful because although I was always pro-ANC, I'm standing for another party this year, and I can. Our democracy allows that. And that's why I'm grateful. I'm grateful for having lived through a flawed democracy. But I can still speak to my comrades who are in the highest power positions these days and say, I'm sorry, I'm going to another party. And they can giggle and say to me, we'll see you in Parliament.
Yeah.
I can go.
How amazing is that?
Yeah. I go, I work in townships, I work in settlements. Things are terrible. But my goodness, Clement, I remember driving down the streets of Soweto, which were dongas and they were dirt roads. I remember going and watching the Archbishop dancing, but it was on a dirt road when he heard about the release of Mandela. I remember being there when Mandela was released. These are amazing elements of our democracy. We cannot give them up to the murderers, the corrupt. If we've got 100% of people in this country, 95% are good, amazing people. 2% are probably hardened criminals. 1% are corrupt politicians. I mean, we cannot let that 5% narrative dominate this country. We are amazing. Please, let's stay amazing. We've got 30 more amazing years of democracy.
Kathy, wonderful reflections there. Thank you so much for calling us. Kathy is calling from Sandton. It's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Life.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
8 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's wrap up the 702 open line. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. We're reflecting on 30 years of our democracy. We are also talking about what we're grateful for this week. Peliswa in Midrand. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement.
Good morning.
I would like to say that I fully agree with what you said earlier on about the 30 years of democracy and what the government has done, or the ANC-led government. There are many things that are positive that have happened, that have taken place. But of course, you can't run away from the fact that, you know, they have messed up big time. As it was demonstrated through the State Capture Commission, for example, as a woman black owned business, I have benefited personally, you know, through the policies of the government. Without those policies, I think the companies wouldn't have given me the opportunities that I got. At least I got to get a foot in. And I needed to prove myself thereafter.
Yeah.
And number two, I have a nephew who actually benefited from your Tintwalo, that Cyril Ramaphosa referred to, you know, through the government funded schemes. And now he's working. And number three, I have a cousin who's in the Eastern Cape. I'm from the Eastern Cape as well, who said, you know, in their village, because I used to go there was no electricity. They used to get water from the dam. Right now, the whole village or the villages around there are electrified, and they have water from the tap, something that never happened before 1994. So, of course, there are things that are tangible that have happened, especially to the black majority of the country. But as you said, a lot of things have gone wrong. We should have been somewhere very, very far, you know, if the ANC... leaders, some of them, didn't do what they did.
Yeah, absolutely. Peliswa, thank you for calling in Midrand. Les, you're in Cape Town. Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Clement?
Good, good. What are your reflections?
Yeah, my reflection is since 1994, we get democracy, good democracy. The only thing that when we get democracy, the first thing is the security. Security, the country must be secure. Must be protected. Protected in a sense that all borders are no longer protected right now. Only undocumented immigrants or foreigners, they come in and out, which means we are not secure. We're not secured. The law and order is no longer existing. The law and order is no longer exist. However, the Bill of Rights, we benefit the Bill of Rights where people have a freedom of free market economy where they can create their own political parties and they can have their entrepreneurs. They can run the company as entrepreneurs. How, in this case, as we have got in democracy, the only problem that we have got a poverty that is escalating. Yeah, poverty that is escalating, unemployment here in South Africa. And then, as a result of 1994, people are benefiting from their welfare where they get the grants. The grants. Imagine if someone, she's 18 years, 19 years, 20 years, until 30 years, she never worked, but she's surviving by the grants.
Mm.
So the point is, our 1994 is incomplete. It's incomplete. The self-determination, the self-rule, from the blacks, when they take over, they failed.
Okay, Les in Cape Town, thank you for your reflections.
Clement, Itan here from Hammanskraal. Yeah, I mean, me myself, I'll beg to differ from you. I mean, in terms of the freedom, as you said, it's okay to disagree. We're all talking about our opinion, and yeah, we are entitled for them. I feel like this democracy that we have, in fact, it's like taking us back. The democracy that we've been promised and the democracy that we're having are totally different. So that's why I feel like there's no democracy in a way. Is that we can say we live freely, but now we live freely in a place where it's no longer safe. So that's why I'm saying this democracy to me, it's like we're going back. But yeah, I mean, we people, we see things differently, we view things differently, and yeah, that's how I see. Thank you so much, Clement. Have a lovely day, and thanks for the show.
Morning, Clement. There's nothing to celebrate in this state here, Clement, to be honest, because this thing called democracy is just a vehicle to enrich so-called elite white people and some black people in this country, while the masses were struggling every day. Because when you ask for service delivery, they will tell you that you can't do much in 30 years, but they can make themselves billionaires in 30 years.